Okay, we'll start the June 22nd, 2020 meeting of the Core MPO Advisory Committee on Accessible Transportation. I will read the agenda and then we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as read. Roman number one is approval of agenda.
Huh?
Roman number two is action items, under which is number one, approval of the February 24th meeting minutes. Amendments to the FY 2018-2021 TIP. Amendments to the FY 2021 UPWP. Roman numeral three is status reports, under which is congestion management process update. And under that is the FY 2020 UPWP budget adjustments.
PWP.
Roman numeral four, agency reports. Roman numeral five, other business. Roman numeral six, public participation opportunities. And Roman numeral seven, announcements, which will include the next ACAP meeting, award of discretionary planning funds. And then Roman numeral eight, other non-agenda information for reference, and then adjournment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as read?
Moved. Teresa Brenner.
Yes.
A second. All those in favor, just signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
So under action, yep.
James,
go ahead,
James.
Ricardo. Yes.
Sally, because Sally's taking the notes, so we need to say who is making the motion and who is seconded. So state your name, please.
Who moved for approval?
Teresa Breyer.
Okay, Teresa. And who seconded? Is there a second?
James, I lost the Pam, so I don't think we have a quorum now. This is crazy. I mean, she's disconnected from my cell phone.
I second that.
I think it was Pam that seconded it. Am I correct?
Must be, since she's not there anymore.
I just suddenly she disconnected, so I don't know what happened.
Do you want to try to call her back?
I will ask her to call probably through my office phone, maybe.
Okay.
Hi, Pam. I got disconnected. I think so. Okay, I.
Can
you hear Pam now? Because I have my office phone speaker.
I can hear you, Pam.
Maybe not.
Pam, they can hear you.
I can hear you.
Yes, they can hear you.
Okay. Well, then I have to keep Teresa? Phones on. Okay.
It's okay. I got you again. All right. Putting you down now. So you didn't miss anything.
Okay. You can right now you are talking to my office phone. So I was just trying to connect you through my office phone.
Okay.
Okay, Pam said she did second the motion.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to move on. If that's okay.
Yes.
Our first action item is approval of the February 24th meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve those minutes? If so, state your name and make your motion.
I think Teresa made the motion. Pam seconded.
Yeah, sorry. So moved.
Was that you, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
seconded.
Okay.
On the agenda, I can't second the minutes. I've not seen them.
Okay. Someone else want a second?
I can second. Wycota,
right.
Second.
Okay. Does anyone not approve the meeting minutes?
Pam, you don't want to approve the meeting minutes, Pam?
I can't. I've not seen the meeting minutes.
Okay, Pam didn't see the meeting minutes, so she cannot vote on that.
We just need a majority to approve the minutes.
Okay.
So if that's the only nay, then we can approve them. Pam, we will get you a copy of the meeting minutes.
Yeah, Pam, James will give you I will send you a copy.
Okay.
Yeah, because normally we give you the paper copy and then you don't have an email address.
Right.
But I will send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, second is amendment to the 2018-21 TIP.
Okay, I'm going to do the presentation on the TIP amendments. So I will show you what we have. We will have a TIP amendments for 10 highway projects. Okay, I need to move this over so that I can see this. And then some transit amendments. So for the highway projects, I will just go through over them very quickly. The Chumalini Park Trail Phase 2B, we have a cost of estimate for the right-of-way construction increase about $28,000. That's in fiscal year 2021. And then for the project terrain, we have a TIP amendment, just the right-of-way cost increase for about $8 million. It's in fiscal year 2021 as well. And then for the De Lesseps Avenue, the utility phase and the construction phase will be moved from 2020 to 2021. The utility phase will be totally funded. They don't have federal dollars anymore. So they have a cost increase about $1.2 million. And the city of Savannah will pay for the utility phase. The construction phase, we're still working with GDOT. We requested the federal dollars Z230 and 30M funds move from fiscal 2020 to 2021 with this project. So we're trying to, City of Savannah is supposed to provide some like milestone dates and all that information. So this amendment is based on the assumption that everything will be worked out. So the schedules will be met, deadlines will be met. And if that didn't happen, we have to probably put the federal dollars for this project in August. For now, we just assume the funds will move with the project. For the Brampton Road Connector, we have significant cost increase for the utility phase and the construction phase, and they are all in fiscal 2021. Effingham Parkway, we have cost increase for the construction phase, significant, actually to be borne by Effingham County. So I guess the local probably don't have the funds right now. So we are moving the construction phase to a longer range, maybe 22 or 23. And Okeechee Road widening project, we also move the utility phase and construction phase from the current TIP to later years. So basically we're deleting those two phases from this TIP. And then for the US 80 bridges replacement, we're adding a new PE phase in fiscal year 2021 because this project is very complicated. It's going through environmental process. And then it probably will be split into three different sections. So right now they need more study money. So we are programming additional PE funds in fiscal 2020 for this project. Current right of way in 2020 will be moved to later years when they figure out how to split this project. And then we added in the Jimmy DeLoach interchange improvement, the PE phase. This is the result from our traffic strategic planning study. So it will be developed, the study recommendations will be developed into the project. So we're programming this preliminary engineering phase in fiscal 2021 for this one. And then another one is Priscilla Thomas Way at 021 Signals project to be sponsored by Garden City. We are starting the development of this project. It will be at, we will add a PE phase in fiscal 2021. And then the last one, GDOT is going to do an I-95 ITS project. So we are including some preliminary engineering funds in fiscal 2021, and these funds will only cover Bryan County and Chatham County. For transit amendments, we actually, so basically for transit amendments, most of the funds, fiscal 2020 funds, haven't been obligated. So they have to be moved to 2021 before they can be used. And then also in February 2020, we had, CAD actually has some actual allocation amounts for a lot of these programs, because the current information we include in the TIP are estimates, because we only have like first year apportionment, later years information came later. So we have to do estimates, but now it is the actual apportionment amount has become available. So for section 5307, we basically just correct the fiscal 2021 estimates with the actual allocation or actual apportionment. For section 5307, we are moving the unobligated funds from previous years. For example, the 2020 funds, $3.2 million hasn't been obligated, so we have to move it to fiscal 2021. So basically, this is just to make some corrections. And then also, CAD got the newly awarded grants that need to be added into fiscal 2021 as well. That's why you see this number has increased from zero to $1.6 million. And then for section 5337, basically, we're just moving the fiscal 2020 money to fiscal 2021, and also made the corrections because of the actual apportionment amount. And then for the section 5339, the same thing. We have to move the 2020 money into 2021, and also make the corrections to the estimates using the actual apportionment. 53397, this is the vehicle purchase. We are not only moving the fiscal 2020 money into fiscal 2021, also CAD got the awards for the like low emission vehicles. So that has to be programmed in fiscal 2021 before CAD can actually apply for those funds and acquire those funds. And then for the Federal Highway Administration ferry boat program, formula grants, I think CAD probably got some funds lapsed. So we lost some of the funds, but we're trying to use whatever funds available. So currently the previous year's unobligated funds are added into fiscal 2021. That's about $660,000. And then for the last three, the Flexed M230 funds, and then Flexed another part of Z230 funds for vehicle purchase ITS. So basically, CAD hasn't applied for those funds in the team system yet. So the funds haven't been awarded yet, haven't been obligated yet. So they probably won't be ready by June 30th. So we have to move all these funds into fiscal year 2021. So that's about it. So basically, just those projects that didn't meet the deadline, we need to make sure they are moved into later years. And then if there are cost estimates and or cost actual allocations, and we just use those numbers to update all this TIP information, because we still have a 1 year left in the current TIP. So we want to make sure the last year's information is correct so that we can start to have all these funds authorized. That's about it. We'll just ask for ACAT endorsement of the proposed TIP amendments.
Okay, if someone could endorse this or move to endorse, please state your name first. So did I hear Teresa move and Pam second?
No. Teresa Brand moved.
Pam has a question. Hold on.
Okay, Pam.
Pam, what is your question?
The funds that you said CAT had not applied for, will they be applying for those? And they have to wait to 2021 now that you've moved the money?
Okay. Pam's question is, those funds that CAT has not applied for, are they going to apply for them? Yes, they are going to apply for those. The problem is our current TIP covers the fiscal 2018 to 2021, and the 2020 money, the 2020 runs until June 30th of this year. So we are already on the June 22nd. There's no way that they can get the funds. Even if they send the application to FTA, it takes FTA several months to obligate those funds. So if they stay in 2020, we don't know what will happen. So we want to be on the safe side. We want to move those funds to fiscal 2021 so CAT can immediately submit the applications. And then when FTA obligate those funds, when they see those funds, they will say, okay, these funds are still current in the TIP in fiscal 2021. And then it's like we do the TIP amendments. It's like check. This requirement has been met. That requirement has been met. So the TIP amendments, just one of the requirements before FTA obligate the funds. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Then I'll second.
Okay, now Pam seconded.
Okay. Is there anyone who does not approve of the motion to endorse the TIP plan? Hearing none, the endorsement passes.
Okay, thanks, Pam. The motion passed.
Yes. Okay, the second action item, amendments to the FY 2021 UPWP.
Okay, I'm going to talk about this one as well. The UPWP, the fiscal 2021 UPWP starts on July 1st of this year, will end on June 30th of 2021 of next year. So when we have this UPWP, and GDOT Planning Office and GDOT Intermodal Office will prepare the planning contract, planning fund contract, and the Section 5303 contract with the MPO or MPC. So we have to make sure the amount included in the contract are correct. So currently we have one project, one study, State Route 21 Access Management Study. When we adopted this UPWP, that study was included in the illustrative unfunded section of this UPWP. When we adopted the UPWP in February, but we did apply for the funds for this study in March, and then we got it. It's about $150,000, with the local matches like $30,000. So federal amount would be $120,000. So we got the funding award after the UPWP adoption. So we have to amend the UPWP to move this study from the unfunded section into the funded section, into the study 4.13, Strategic Transportation Planning Study. And so you can see this table that we just added in here. So when GDOT prepares for the PL contract, this will be part of in that contract. another part of it, amendment is in May or early June, we actually received a request for another study. This is a new study. It's a State Route 307 corridor study. So Chatham County is going to acquire some federal dollars to help us to decide what we can do to make improvements on the State Route 307 from all the way to Garden City, from like State Route 25 all the way to Ogeechee Road or US 70s to see what kind of improvements we need to make. So we are going to apply for the federal dollars for this study in September. But before we do that, this is the requirement. We have to include this study into the illustrative section of the UPWP. But if in September we applied for the funds and we got it, and we have to amend this study into the funded section as well. So for this amendment, we are basically moving the State Route 21 access management study from the unfunded section to the funded section because we've got the funding. And then the second portion is to add the State Route 307 corridor study to the unfunded section so that we can get ready for the September funding application. So we would just ask for the ACAD endorsement for these two changes to the UPWP. Any questions?
Okay. Yep. Any questions? So we're moving one, the first one we're moving from the illustrative portion to actually be funded.
Yes.
The second one we're putting in the illustrative in anticipation that it will be funded in September.
Yeah, well, we will apply for the funds in September. This is a requirement. You have to include it in the unfunded section before we can apply for the funds. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Do I hear a motion from someone?
Teresa Brenner again. Moved to endorse.
Thank
you. Teresa. Teresa made the motion. Okay.
Is there a second? I'll second it.
Okay, James seconded.
Okay, are there any, does anyone not approve of ACAT endorsing the UPWP amendments? Hearing none, the motion passes.
Okay, thanks. The motion passes.
Next will be status reports. Congestion management process update.
Okay. Hi, thank you. Julie, can you switch to my screen? All right, give me 1 second. Is everybody seeing a slide deck?
Yep.
All righty. Thanks. So is it just really quick? I'm kicking off the congestion management process. This is a document that MPOs of our size are required to produce. There really isn't a specific timeline as to similar to our long-range plan, which is every 5 years. We don't really have a specific timeline on this one, but it's information that feeds into our long-range plan. So we just finished an update of our long-range plan, and now we're starting to kind of rebuild our tools for the next long-range plan update. So this congestion management process, the last one we did was in 2017, and the information that we compiled for that one was fed into the Mobility 2045 update that you heard a lot about from me over the last year or so. So now we're moving into providing our tools for our next plan update, the congestion management process. Just a real quick, it's kind of a feedback loop of a process. First, we look at developing regional objectives. We define what the network is that we're going to analyze. So we define what type of roadway network, also what modes we're looking at, transit, maybe non-motorized, and the various modes that are available in our region. And then we develop performance measures that are multimodal. And once we have those performance measures identified, we collect data related to those measures, analyze what kind of problems we're seeing and where our hotspots are, and then assess and identify strategies that could be used to help mitigate congestion. And then the next steps would be programming and implementing, where that's where you see the tip and the long range plan. So those strategies that we identify would be then fed into our actual planning process, the tip and the long range plan. And then the last, this is kind of like I said, a feedback loop. We then would evaluate those strategies for effectiveness. So we can go back and look and see what happened in our previous CMPs, what our strategies were that we identified, and see if those are being effective. So as we're kicking this off, target group was kind of the technical coordinating committee to help identify people that would be in my working group and the subject matter experts, the local engineers. But we're looking for anybody who's interested in participating or helping with the CMP process. The technical group that we're looking to put together would help with defining the CMP network, selecting performance measures, reviewing data, identifying any gaps. We're kind of a wish list. There's some data that's just really hard to come by, and then helping to identify strategies and mitigate congestion. And then,
sorry to interrupt. Where are you in the CMP process right now?
This is just really kicking it off. I started sort of collecting some data, low-hanging fruit, and I reached out to TCC at our meeting last week to identify anybody who wanted to start participating in this working group, and they would, this working group would then be helping me identify gaps and data, things like that. It's kind of the initial, see if we need to seek out other resources for identifying data that we're missing.
Okay, thanks. Sorry to interrupt.
In that process, if I could assist.
Yeah, I'll keep everybody up to date and with report outs.
I'm talking about the working group.
Yeah, and so I can send you information for the working group when I as I pull things together, and I haven't formed the first meeting yet. So if that's what everybody's getting at, I have not scheduled that. I'm still trying to pull names together. So this is my pitch to get names. And so I got a few people from TCC and any other interested parties. So I think that my meetings would be coordinated with the TCC schedule, possibly. I haven't quite fleshed that out yet. In the past, we've done working groups where maybe they came a little before TCC or stayed after. But if that's too long of a meeting, we could also just shift to different weeks. And then the schedule, my next slide, is just looking over. This is probably about, we're looking at maybe wrapping this up in October 2021. It's also just kind of dependent on what our data resources are. If we end up coming across things quicker than I'm anticipating, but I was trying to give us a little bit of wiggle room on this project. The working group would probably meet every other month at this point, and maybe more so towards the wrapping it up to review documents.
I guess that's, if I'd waited to see that slide, I would have had an answer.
That's okay. So if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. If you're interested in participating, you can reach out to me, and I'll start compiling my working group list and looking towards scheduling the next meeting.
Okay, great. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Next is the 2020 UPWP budget adjustments.
I'm covering this budget adjustment.
Okay.
The UPWP that we just talked about, that was for next fiscal year, which starts on July 1st. And this item is talking about the end of the year adjustment, because the current year runs out on June 30th. So we actually made budget adjustment requests to GDOT, and we got concurrence on both the planning funds and then the transit funds. So basically, I mean, the total funds just don't change. When we developed UPWP, we estimate like how many staff hours will be spent on certain tasks, because we got so many tasks. But over the years, things change. For example, when we did the UPWP, when we adopted UPWP last year, we assumed that we would have a new tip development, But actually, we just did the TIP amendment, so we know that we don't have a new TIP. So normally, the new TIP development takes a lot of time and energy. So the budget is pretty big. Now, since we only need to do budget adjustment, we don't need that much money in the TIP. So we are moving the TIP money out so that the other program that needs money can use it. For example, in the highway, we have operations administration. As you know, that James has left us, and we probably have to get a replacement.
Wakota?
Huh?
James moved on to another job. He's not dead.
Yeah, I said he has left this agency, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify.
Oh, sorry. Did I make a mistake by saying
no,
something?
No, it's just when we say people left us, that usually means they died.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about my Chinese English.
That's okay.
Yeah. James has moved on to Michigan. So, yeah, but we have to get some kind of a replacement to cover that. So looking for his replacement, that's counted as operations administration. So, and then also we have all these virtual meetings, something also happens. So it just suddenly the budget for the operation administration increased a lot. So basically we're just moving the money around. So we, for example, for the transit, we reduce the TIP development money, but we know that CAD is going to acquire this Remix software, and we have to reimburse them, and that's included in the transit paratransit planning. So we want to make sure that we have enough funds in transit paratransit planning to cover that, and also the coordination work between the MPO and the CAD. So this is just moving the funds between the tasks. So by the end of the year, when GDOT closes out the planning contract and the Section 53 contract, and they will see all these revised numbers. So if you see on my screen on the left, this is the original budget we have in the current UPWP. And then on the right side, you can see the revised amount. So we just need to provide this information for GDOT so that they can close out the contract. So this is the table that they probably will use to close the contract. So as I indicated, this is just the end of the year adjustments to facilitate the contract closeout. Just for information, no action required.
Is there a hiring freeze with the MPO? I know, I think the county, I think, has a hiring freeze on. Are we going to be able to replace James soon, or is that on hold?
I think this is our upper management question. This is a question to our upper management. Right now, I don't know.
Okay.
Yes, we will be able to replace. This is Pamela Everett. We will be able to replace James. We have not frozen our positions.
Great. Good. Thank you. All righty. So do we have any other agencies on the call? Kat's not on, are they?
Kat is on.
Oh, Kat is here? Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a report from Kat?
Bridget Morrison.
Oh, hi, Bridget. Oh, I see you're at the top of the screen. I missed that.
I want to make sure that Pam can hear Bridget, though. Speak up.
Bridget, are you there? I'm not hearing anybody.
I cannot hear Bridget.
No, I can't either.
I cannot hear her.
Nope. Well, let's move on. I apologize for that. So, is there any other business? Anything anybody wants to bring up?
Pam, do you have other business announcements? Do you have anything?
Well, we'll get to announcements.
Oh.
Well, go ahead. Pam, if you've got anything, that's great. Go ahead.
Pam. Yeah, Pam doesn't have anything. Pam doesn't have anything to report.
Okay. Teresa, do you? Okay.
Sorry,
now,
I was muted.
That's okay.
Yeah, I have an announcement.
Teresa has an announcement?
No, I have none.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Is there anyone from the public on the line who would like to make any comments? If not, our announcements are the next CAP meeting, ACAP meeting, will be Monday, August 24th. That will be at 1 p.m. at the Joe Murray Rivers, if we're back open and in business. Otherwise, we'll be doing it virtually again. Award of discretionary planning funds for the SR21 Access Management Study, Garden City, should be part of your packet. Other non-agenda information, the Memorandum of Understanding between CAT and the MPC for 2020. 5303 FTA funds is in your packet. The TIP administrative modifications and GDOT project status report. Does anybody have anything else? All right. I appreciate everybody being patient and bearing with us. This is all new to everybody, I think, or relatively new. We're still working out bugs. Hopefully we'll get everything squared away and can get started a little bit sooner next time. But thank you all for attending. I'll be passing along the endorsements to the core MPO meeting on Wednesday. And if there are no objections, we will adjourn.